The commander of Ukraine's ground forces says his troops are advancing on the Russian-occupied city of Bakhmut in the east. He says forces have already destroyed a Russian position near the city. Meanwhile, Moscow says it stopped a major Ukrainian offensive in the eastern Donetsk region. Those reports have not been independently verified, but Moscow has released pictures it says show some of the fighting. Authorities say 250 Ukrainian troops were killed and 16 tanks destroyed.
In total, the enemy deployed 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions. The enemy's goal was to break through our defenses in the most vulnerable, in its opinion, sector of the front. The enemy did not achieve its tasks. It had no success as a result of capable and calculated actions of the group of forces east. The Ukrainian army suffered losses of more than 250 people, 16 tanks, 3 armored personnel carriers and 21 armored vehicles.
Pro-Ukraine fighters have launched a raid in the Russian border region of Belgorod. One of the groups involved, the Russian Volunteer Corps, says it's captured several Russian soldiers. It says it's ready to hand them over to Ukrainian authorities. Well, the second group involved in the raid, Liberty of Russia Legion, released this video. It says the footage shows fighters carrying out the raid in Belgorod. The Russian Defense Ministry says that attack was repelled. Let's join our correspondent in Kyiv now, Charles Stratford. Charles, it's very difficult to get a clear picture of what's actually happening on the front lines in Ukraine. What are you hearing?
Well, so far, as expected, there's been no official comment on these claims by the Russians from the Ukrainian military or the Ukrainian authorities. In fact, in recent days, the Ukrainian government, the Ukrainian military, has launched what can only really be described as a campaign warning the public and the military to maintain silence on any kind of military movements in these areas along the front line, because, of course, the element of surprise is so key to their aims in this expected counteroffensive. So we can't verify independently what has gone on, but these are some fairly strong claims being made by the Russians. 5 sectors, according to the Russian military defense, on the front in the southern Donetsk region, an attempt there, they say, by the Ukrainians to push forward. They've released, as you mentioned, some video which shows a green field and what looks like military vehicles being destroyed, being targeted. But, of course, we can't verify where that is or, indeed, who those military vehicles belong to. I think what's interesting, though, is that this claim by the Russian forces that this attack happened in the southern Donetsk region, that is not to be completely unexpected, because there's been a lot of speculation by military analysts and by Western intelligence agencies is that when this counteroffensive is launched, there's going to be a lot of focus by the Ukrainians on trying to push through from Zaporizhia and southern Donetsk to try and connect, go through Russian-occupied territories and get to the Azov Sea. And by doing that, cut off this so-called land bridge between occupied areas of Donetsk and Lugansk in the north with occupied Crimea. But as I say, at this stage, it is impossible to verify whether indeed this attack happened or whether indeed it is part of the initial stages of this long-expected Ukrainian counteroffensive.
What are the challenges, Charles, of the Ukrainians are facing when launching this counteroffensive?
There are huge challenges that they face, Laura. Analysts will tell you that these include fears that a lot of the Western military kit or the kit that has been supplied to Ukraine by its allies could be spread too thinly along this 1,000-kilometre front line. Then, of course, there is the element of surprise, maintaining that element of surprise, when, of course, there has been such long speculation over this counteroffensive that has given Russian forces such a long time to be able to dig in. They are very well defended, it's understood. Certainly, satellite imagery would suggest that, certainly in the south. We're expecting to see if, indeed, this counteroffensive has started or when it does start. Analysts will tell you that they're expecting to see little pushes by the Ukrainian forces as decoys, if you like, to try and distract attention from major pushes potentially happening in other areas. Also, analysts talk about the challenges of what they call simultaneous complex military attacks. Thus far in this war, analysts will say that the majority of Ukrainian strategy has been what they describe as sequential. That means that the Ukrainians will start hitting Russian positions with artillery, for example, and then after that try some sort of infantry advance. A complex, simultaneous military move is far more difficult to achieve. And then, of course, there are huge fears about air defence as well. We know that Ukrainian forces are lacking in that area too. So, yeah, the Ukrainian forces are facing huge challenges with this counter-offensive, but as I say, whether or not it has actually started or not is very difficult to verify.
OK, for the moment, Charles Stratford, thanks very much for bringing us the latest from Kyiv.